Rail bosses believe there's no end in sight for train strikes as passengers face the biggest increase in fares in more than a decade. From today, most fares are set to rise by 5.9%. That'll be next week, despite cancellations being at the highest level since records began. Commuters also poised for a fresh round of strikes. 40,000 members of the National Union of Rail, Maritime and Transport Workers walking out on March 16th, followed by weeks of rolling overtime bans affecting Network Rail. Have you noticed? Or have you sort of given up? I mean, people are sort of finding their way around it, aren't they? Anyway, fares are going up. Bruce Williamson is a campaigner at Rail Future. Hello, Bruce.
Good morning.
Very good morning to you. That's good news, isn't it? 6% up all round because the service is so good and so reliable and so lovely.
Yes, these are not the best of times, are they, for the rail industry? It's a weird one because, you know, for the first time in, like, ever, rail fares are going up by less than inflation, and we have to welcome that.
But still, I don't.
Well, no, I don't. I mean, you know, still 6% is quite a kick in the wallet for many people.
It is.
I don't suppose their income is going up by 6%. So, you know, it's terrible for commuters, really.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's nothing anybody can do about it. Is there? Why? Who decides on this 5.9%?
Oh, the government. It's all, yeah, absolutely in the government's hands. It's interesting to sort of contrast how they treat the rail passenger with how they treat motorists. And last year we had a 5% cut in fuel duty.
So yeah, no, that was just absorbed, but that never materialised properly.
Well, I mean, you know, it
can't do anything if you're a motorist. You just get taken totally for granted and sucked dry.
They have frozen fuel duty for like 12 years on the trot. So they're taking a hit on the income they get from petrol. So they can afford to sort of, you know, give a little gift to motorists, and they can't do it for rail passengers. It's absolutely
a
madness.
Bruce, you know, you and I, we're not going to have a scrap, are we, at 7:40 on a Sunday morning? Motorists are not having the best time at the moment.
Well,
depends where you are. The trouble is, we're being forced into cars because, you know, what else is there? How else are you going to get around? I can't run into town, can I?
Well, no, you can't. I mean, I agree with you. It's madness that the government is forcing people to use cars. You know, whatever happened to the green agenda? You know, we should be encouraging rail travel and stopping people from using our sort of congested, polluted roads.
I agree. Bruce, take care of yourself. All the best. Take care. Bye. That's Bruce Williamson from Rail Future. 5.9% up this week. Your rail fares will be up. Quick look at the papers. Daily Star, I've got...